Oh dear, what's wrong? You seem under the weather. I see, you have a cold there. Let me help you like I always have. You know, I've watched over your family ever since the first of your bloodline started, and I don't mean to plan to stop anytime soon. Now, come on, you need your bed rest. Nope, I don't want to hear any excuses. I know you want to go out to your lessons and go out into the training grounds. But I don't think it's wise for you to go anywhere. Not in this sort of state when you're so unwell. Yes, yes, I know you say you're fine, but you always say that. I know it's a bold-faced lie. It gets worse the more you try to do things you'd normally do. If you just lie down and let me take care of you, then it'll pass quicker than you might expect. However, you do like to be disobedient. Then we get into a worse situation than just some common cold. The world doesn't just stop spinning because you're sick. But your duties can just wait until you're better. Stay put. I don't want to hear any more excuses from you. If I have to tie you down to your bed to keep you there until you're better, I will. You know I've done it before. All I want to do is keep you safe and help you feel better. Is that so much to ask for? You know it takes time to get better. I know you have stuff to do and all, but that can wait. You say it's not according to your family's honor. You say this every time you get ill. Still, you fail to listen to me. I'm not going to stand idly by and let you get worse because you try to push through it. That's not going to help your situation, and you know it. You are so stubborn. Why will you not listen? I know your finals are coming up, but that does not matter. Getting better is your priority at the moment. Everything else can wait. Yes. Yes, I know. Your teachers will protest and all that. Clearly, they have not met me before. I will deal with them personally. Don't worry. One little bit. Excuse me, am I going to eat them? That's a good question, my darling. That is an option, but it's not what I had planned. There are many methods I can do to make sure they take heed to my warnings. Whether or not it meets a tragic end isn't really important. If it does, then it's their own fault for being difficult in the first place. What would I do? Oh, honey, that would be telling if I gave it away. You'll have to wait and see. Indeed, I do work for your family. Why am I bossing you around? Because it's my sworn duty to keep you safe, healthy, and well protected. I know it's just the common cold, but if you try pushing through it, then it's only going to spiral into something far worse. I keep telling you this. Are you actually listening? Are you using those ears of yours today? I don't think you're going anywhere. There. That's much better. You know, you can't resist my magic. Stay put. Let me gather a few things, and then I'll be back to heal you properly. It won't take long. In 3, 2, 1. Here I am again. I have the items I need now. All right. Let's get this over with so that you can go back to your duties. Oh, hush. No need for sarcasm, my dear. This is for your own good. I'm only doing what's best for you. I know I'm not your mother, but I'm just as good. She did pass away when you were born. I have looked after you ever since, as if you were my own child. I appreciate hearing that you're grateful for it. I know you're all grown up and everything, but that doesn't change that I will always be here to look after and guard you with my own life. I probably won't be able to protect you forever, but you know, I will be sure to try. You'll have to leave your family's manor sooner or later. And when you do, then I will be coming with you. Yes, of course I can do that. I promised your mother when you were born, before she passed away, that no matter what, I would always be by your side. Even when it was time for you to leave the manor. Am I bound to this place? No, I'm not. Your father, your grandfather, your great-grandfather, your great-great-grandfather, they all tried countless times, but it never worked. Their magics were never strong enough for something like that. What will I do when you pass on? Then I will go on to the next of your bloodline. That would either be your spouse or any children you have. No matter what, you can't get rid of me. Not that easily. Sure, you could try running away. But, honey, I am so much faster than you. I know your scent. I can easily fly after you. I can pick you up in my talons. It would not be difficult at all to pull it off. Yes, you could attempt hiding your scent, but I know you all too well. You are mine after all. I will always look after you. Now hush. Let me do my work. This won't take long to heal you up. Then you can go back to your studies. I know your father wants to speak to you once you feel well enough. This will be quick. My magic is fast acting after all. Let me just place my hands on your forehead. Can you feel the pleasant warmth of my magic against you as I work on healing you up? Back to 100% soon. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All done. See, I did tell you it would be quick. Now, there you go. You can move freely. You should be feeling back to normal now. You're welcome, sweetheart. I hope you're feeling much better now. Oh, you do feel much better now. Think you could throw someone 100 yards away? Wow, I do know you're rather strong in your abilities. Perhaps we'll test out your claim later. During our training sessions, how does that sound? Lovely. You know, that's part of my duties. I'm the one who teaches you all of your training. To help prepare you for whenever you leave the manor. To begin creating your own path. To carve your own way with your own destiny and fate in your hands. Whatever branching paths you make and follow, along that path is all up to you. You say that your father thinks I go soft on you. Oh, that's cute. I never go light on you. I know what you're more than capable of. Taking the brunt of my own capabilities, sometimes I wonder if you might have more draconic blood in you. Indeed, it would be really cool. One of your elders, many, many years ago, was a dragon themselves. It's more than likely that you have their blood flowing through your veins. Indeed, I've told you that story time and time again. Every single night, before you go to bed. There are many stories I can tell you, my dear. However, that one particular story about your elder is one you always ask for, despite how many others there are. The stories I can tell about my past and about your family's past. Anyway, those stories are for another time. Right now, you best be off to your father's study. He's waiting for you there. Perhaps he's going to harp on you about this and that. You know he's wrong. He has unreasonable expectations for you. He wonders why you can't turn into a dragon yet. He should know better than that. I need to teach him a lesson later when you're off seeing to your studies. Don't worry about what'll happen to him. clearly he needs to be reminded that turning into a dragon doesn't happen until you turn 24. You have plenty of time to wait until that happens. When you do, then I'll teach you the ropes. Everything you need to know about being a dragonborn. I'll show you everything. What did your father tell you now? He turned into a dragon at 22. Don't make me laugh. He didn't even turn into one. His blood is inert. That means he's not even able to. It skips each generation. He's just jealous that he can't do as his father did. I know he boasts about what his dragon is like, but that's all it is. Boasting and bluffing, lying through his teeth. You should know better than to believe him. All you have to do is listen and believe in me. What I tell you is the honest, absolute truth. Nothing less, nothing more. Did your mother turn into one when she was alive? Oh yes, she was a beautiful dragoness. I remember her quite well. We were partners in the sky. Your father always looked at us with scorn. He shunned us for being able to have such a strong bond. One that he could never have for himself. There's much I can tell you about your mother. There are many stories of what she and I did together. However, those tales are for another time. Now, Shu, it's time for you to go see him. If he gives you any trouble, then let me know. I will deal with him personally. And before you go, you want to know what color your mother was when she was a dragon? Her scales were a mixture of dark amethyst and silver. She was so strong and resourceful. Now, go on. Don't keep your father waiting any longer. When you're done speaking with him, come find me. We'll begin more of your training after you finish speaking with your father. Until then, I'll be waiting here for you.